Some call them birds of paradise. They are construction tower cranes that dot the skyline when the construction industry booms. And it's a rare sight to have a woman in the cab anywhere in the country. There are four female crane operators in Hawaii in a predominantly male-dominated field. Pono Okamoto is one of them, a member of Operating Engineers No. 3. She's working her way up to break that glass ceiling and hopefully one day getting that bird's-eye view from a tower crane. She operates hydraulic mobile cranes now and is working up to lattice cranes. A self-proclaimed tomboy, she credits Ohaku Crane and Rigging for giving her a shot at a job after looking for a long time for a position that would be a good fit. Her lucky break with the union came with the rail project. Her current project is building a school at Schofield on Oahu's North Shore.
Tower cranes are the ones up in the air. The cab is off the ground. Once you're up there, you're on your own. It's all radio, you know, with the guys on the bottom. And, you know, maybe one day I'll go down that path. I like the hydraulic cranes, though, that I run.
And so what's involved in that?
Everything from pre-trip to, you know, safety. Which your crew, like the initial crew I'm working with that day, needs to know. They need to know what they're doing, what they have planned, and how we're gonna do it as safely as possible. And then from there, we just, you know, rig whatever we have up. I lift, I put it down for them. Take stuff up, take stuff down. Everything is usually in the air. Anytime you have a crane, it's because it's going off the ground, you know.
So how high up are you?
Me or the load?
Well, both. I mean, you know, cause you're not a tower crane operator, but, you know,
I'm
trying to understand
right,
how
I'm
that
still
works.
Above everybody on the ground, maybe about 20 feet at highest. With all my outriggers up, you know, and the load can be anywhere from 100 feet off the ground, you know, so.
But you've got to be able to watch. You've got a bird's eye view.
Oh, yeah.
To some extent. But you've got to be able to know what's happening to make sure that everybody on the ground is safe.
Right, right. And we use, you know, audible signals, like using my horns or radio. And even if, like, nobody can hear, you're going to try wave them down, you know. I mean, everybody needs to be aware of the crane because it's above everybody's head. If anything falls or, anything that could cause a crane to flip, I mean, that's the worst, probably the most catastrophic accident on a job site. Nobody wants to deal with that, too. From the high-up bosses to the little people like us.
You know,
out in the field, yeah, like, nobody wants to get hurt. Everybody wants to go home to their family. And nobody wants to be the reason why somebody never come home to their family. So right. It's very important.
Right, right. Yeah, safety first.
Safety first, yeah.
And so you maybe one day like to work your way up to be a tower crane operator.
Yeah, sure. You know, I mean, that seems very exhilarating being up there. I know my uncle who works up there. I've got to see videos of him up there, and the views are just crazy, too. So that's
you're working
plus.
On it. You're working my way up.
You know, it's pretty similar, though. You know, if you could do that, you can do this.
It's just that you have higher to walk up to.
Yeah,
work.
Yeah.
Your office is
yeah,
is on
it's
a
way
higher, floor.
Higher. Some of them too. Some towers are built short because maybe the building is only so high, so many stories high, and then some are just to the sky. You know, so it all depends on the job. Whatever the job is looking to build is going to determine what crane you're going to get for your job site.
So, what type of cranes do you operate?
Yeah, so mine is a hydraulic boom link belt. This is very common because it's mobile, so it makes it kind of convenient to move it around the job site and do the job. The boom is, it's not set. Like a lattice crane is set, so that's the height you're dealing with. And the only way to change it is to add a jib, which is an extension. The hydraulic booms are flexible. In a job site, it can do many things from small jobs to big stuff, and it just goes up by weight after that.
So what types of projects have you worked on, or what are you working on now?
So we're building a school right now. mainly the cafeteria is the big project there, because it's, you gotta see this public school cafeteria. It's the biggest cafeteria I've ever seen for a public school. Elementary, and it's an elementary, so I mean, it's like three stories high. It's pretty big, but
and that's at Schofield.
But it's a public school, so from my understanding, even if you don't live on Schofield, if you're in the district, your kid can still go there.
Brand new school. When's it supposed to get completed?
I think in 4 years, maybe a little bit less, because it's moving pretty smoothly. After this section of the school is complete, when this is open, then they're going to knock down the other section and build that up. They're just doing it by section so the school can still be open to the kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so was it hard breaking into construction? Because it's really a male-dominated field. I don't know if the guys gave you a hard time, if you get razzing, or did you have, like, some cousins at work and maybe kept an eye out on you?
No, I wish I had cousins out here. No, actually, everybody's really cool. I actually get along with guys very naturally, easily, because I have a lot of guy cousins. Just so happens none of them are in construction. But, it's like a flow. It's a natural flow. There are some things, like being a female, like I will not use a portable. Not their portables.
Okay.
They are still men. Yeah, there's like lines I got to draw. I'm not very picky, but that portable is the one thing.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, you know how it is. So.
And anything else, I mean, that you think, you want to pass on to someone who might have an interest to getting into construction, into working cranes?
Well, what I've learned since being out here is the more flexible you can be, trying to get out of your comfort zone, it makes your job a little easier. It makes other people's job easier, which makes you more appealing to work with, and vice versa. It's easier to work with people who's willing to try to get their job done safely. And, I mean, everybody's out there hot, thirsty, working hard, and everybody just wants to go home and feed their families. But it is a cool trait. I mean, in all the trait, because I work with a lot of trades. I don't just work with operators. I work with carpenters, laborers, ironmen, masons, so it's cool to see different traits and work with all types of personalities, That's why I, as a crane operator, because you work with so many different, it's good to try to be as flexible and, friendly.
Right. And so nobody in your family was in construction. You just decided, I might give it a try.
I think I have a few family members on my dad's side who work construction, but I never did get I think they work Kobayashi, which is another pretty good company, but I never did work there, and I think they've been working there for a while. I just got into the construction industry about 4 years ago. Started outside of the union, which wasn't it wasn't quite construction. It was a wide range of jobs, anything from AC vents on the top of a building to I even got the chance to work with Hawaii 5-0 when I was outside of the union. It was still crane operating, but I've had some good experiences in and out of the union.
Right,
so.
But you just didn't want an office job.
Yeah, I don't know how. I like being outdoors, it's fun. And I know there's women out there. I've seen a couple women when I was working at Kiewit on the rail. I just never had the opportunity to work with them, personally, because they're machine operators, which is another cool trait that I'm actually starting to slowly take on,
Right. But it's just kind of just keeping your options open.
Right.
You're just not afraid to try new things.
Yeah, right. Like I said, get out of that box, be flexible.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're going places and hopefully go all the way up to the top.
Hopefully, yes.
Okimoto says most days when she wears her hard hat, safety glasses, and other protective gear, you might not know she's a woman on the job. The only giveaway may be the glitter and paint on her nails. She does appreciate a nice manicure. This is The Conversation on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz.